Good morning. Good morning, and welcome all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad you're here, particularly if you're visiting with us. We hope that you'll pass the Richler Friendship pad down the pew and give us some information about yourselves. We would love to visit with you about joining in the life and fellowship of Westminster Presbyterian Church, but we will always be glad to have you here. I want to give thanks to the great turnout we had this past Friday as our church took on the task of feeding the Stephen F. Austin Band Dinner. I lost count of how many who helped, but I know it was at least 30 or more than 30, and we took on the task with also more assistance from others in the congregation. Our members baked 412 cookies, plus or minus. We purchased 412 oranges, plus or minus. We purchased 412 bags of Sun Chips, plus or minus. We made 400 turkey sandwiches and 12 vegetarian sandwiches. We put church information stickers, or I think Josie and Noble, okay, but 412 stickers, church stickers on 412 bags or so. We bagged 412 meals. Was it 412 or still the old or so? 412. And then we fed 412 band students. The question of the day is, how long does it take a room full of unorganized Presbyterians and guests to organize and prepare and deliver 412 meals? Along with four emergency trips to Kroger for one more turkey sandwich and a few more oranges. The answer is, you're right, I don't know, about 3 hours. But I give thanks for every second. Job well done. And I know she doesn't want to take the credit for it, but Michelle Peck has produced an amazing video of which we were the primary actors. She couldn't have done it without us. But she produced an amazing video, and you go to Facebook, Westminster, I think you can find it.
Find me at the reception and I'll show you.
Okay, it's just, I just kind of luckily stumble across it every now and then, but there's an inspired video. Okay, and I'm inspired by what happened Friday and with the video. As for announcements, please look at the calendar for the events that are taking place in the church. And I would point out that our new prayer group that takes those pink prayer cards that y'all put prayer concerns on and place in the offering plate, and then other prayer concerns, they've been meeting at 8:30 on Monday morning, but I think the time has changed to 9 o'clock Monday morning. So be here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock and encourage everybody to come and pray for your church and pray for our community and pray for others. Remind our session, I believe we meet tonight at 7 o'clock, and I hope that, any other announcements that cover it? Well, I hope that all of our members are aware that our session is called a congregational meeting for today, and it's been suggested that rather than having it after worship, that we try to fit it in before worship to get our business done, and then we can concentrate on what we are here for. And so I'm going to call our congregation to order. Hopefully this won't take long. We have a quorum present. Is Sue here? Sue, I don't see Robin. What? No, you make more. If you'll help me remember what we do on business so we can produce a set of minutes on this. The purpose of the meeting is to act upon the recommendation from our session to concur with Dr. Marshall's request that we dissolve the relationship with her as our associate pastor, effective August the 31st. And I would say a personal word that our nominating committee never in their wildest dreams believed that they would find an associate pastor as wonderful as Jennifer. She moved here with her family about a year ago, and her ministry started with a literal bang. I don't know if you remember, but right after she arrived, she was run into by a logging truck. But that wasn't the most proper welcome. As far as her ministry, we'll always appreciate her faithfulness in working with our youth group. And to my knowledge, they all love her. She started our wonderful Theology on Tap group, as well as was well attended by our members. Many of those members are not able to attend worship on Sunday morning. Remember, she took us to the magical land of Narnia and the gospel and understanding the gospel through the works of C.S. Lewis this past Advent. appreciated her hard work in getting us all to write devotions for our Lenten devotional books earlier this year. She did all things well, and I know I, for one, certainly am enjoyed and challenged by her preaching. We will all miss her, but in God's grand plan, our Lord has called her to another ministry, and though we want to argue with God, I think all of us may have done a little arguing with God. We have to understand that you never win that argument, and maybe it's sometimes not wise to do so. So with sadness and a level of excitement about her future and our future at Westminster, I present to you the recommendation of our session that we concur with Dr. Marshall's request. The motion does not need a second since it comes from the session. So is there any discussion? I was thinking, all in favor say boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
All opposed say no. Well, let's close our meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Let's close with prayer. Lord God, we give you thanks for Jennifer and her ministry. May your blessing follow her and follow us as we continue working for Jesus Christ in this world. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now take a moment to prepare our hearts for the worship of Almighty God.
Would you joyfully join me in the call to worship? This is the day that the Lord has made. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let us worship God. apologize. Stay standing, please. Would you join me as we responsively pray the prayer of adoration? God of all glory, on this first day you began creation, bringing light out of darkness. On this Lord's Day, grant that we, the people you create by water and the Spirit, may be joined with all your works in praising you for your great glory.
Through Jesus Christ, in union with the Holy Spirit, we praise you now and forever.
Amen. Please be seated. And now would you join me in praying the prayer of confession found in your bulletin? Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped in our own concerns. We condone evil, prejudice, warfare, and greed. God of grace, help us to admit our sin, so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness. Hear us now as we lift our silent confessions to you through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.
Believe this, the good news, and give thanks in Jesus Christ. We are forgiven.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. And now may we honor God as we give to him his tithe and our offerings. Almighty God, receive these gifts we offer at your table, and we ask them to use them for your purpose, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
Will you join me in the prayer for illumination? Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our Psalter today is from Psalm 84, and it will be a responsive reading. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you, and whose hearts abide by your
desire. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed.
For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness.
For the Lord our God is the sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord,
our scripture reading today is from Joshua 24, 1 and 2, and verses 14 through 18. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to the people, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did these great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God."
Mr. Fred Allen will be joining us today, playing the flute as accompaniment to our anthem.
All creatures of our God and King.
us and sing the last verse found in your bulletin? Would you stand?
Time for the children to come forward for the time for young disciples. Do we have any little ones? I see some.
Hi. Hi.
And join me up here.
Hi, Ginger. Hey, Jolie.
How are you all doing? It's good to see you. So, I know I saw you at the vet too. Our dogs saw each other. So I think we have something big coming up tomorrow, don't we? Is it the first day of school? Is this your first day of school tomorrow? What grade are you going to be in?
Third grade.
Third grade? What grade are you going to be in?
Kindergarten?
Okay. And you're not quite there yet, are you, Jolie? No, but you will. You will one of these days. So what are you looking forward to at school this year?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? Okay. What about you in kindergarten? What are you looking forward to? Maybe some new friends? Your mom's saying, like, reading something, writing? Yeah, we have all sorts of things to look forward to. But do you feel ready for tomorrow? Do you feel ready to go? Okay, we're ready. But the thing is, no matter how we might feel, whether we are nervous or excited or happy or whatever, whenever new and big things happen, we know that Jesus is with us. And I have a litany for you. That's kind of a weird word, but do you know what a litany is? Nope. Okay. Well, it's something we do here every Sunday morning. That's when somebody says something and then everybody says something back and it goes back and forth and back and forth. And so you're going to help me do this litany. And your part is to say, Jesus is with me. Can you do that with me? Ready? Jesus is with me. And everybody, if you want to join in and try it, Jesus is with me. Okay, so here we go. And when I point at you, or you can point at them, we can let them know it's time to say, Jesus is with me. Here we go. When it's the night before going to school and I'm picking out my clothes and making sure I have all my school supplies, Jesus is with me. When I'm waking up and eating a healthy breakfast to start the day, Jesus is with me. When I'm getting on the school bus or being driven to school, Jesus is with me. When I meet my new teachers and new friends in class, just is with you. Did good. Yay, Jesus is with you. When I'm playing with my friends at recess, Jesus is with me. When I'm finding my ride home from school, Jesus is with me. When I'm telling my family about my day at school, Jesus is with me. And when I'm praying at night and thanking God for my family, my friends, and my school, Jesus is with me. So I brought little reminders to help us that Jesus is with us. I brought highlighters. I brought a lot of highlighters. But you can pick which color you like. What's your favorite color? Which one? We got green, yellow, orange, and pink. I hear a whisper of green. Yes. There you go. Now, okay, what color would you like? Pink. Okay, Jolie, what color would you like? We got pink and orange and yellow and green? You like the yellow? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. And these highlighters, they have words on them. Which one did yours say?
It says... It says...
Might be hard to see.
Grace.
It says Grace. Okay, what did yours say?
Grace.
This one says love. Love. And let's look at yours. Hope. It says hope. So these words are going to remind us that Jesus is with us, and it's a light, a highlighter, and Jesus is the light of the world. So anytime we use it at school or be at home, we'll remember that. So let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus, for always being by my side. I know that if I get nervous or afraid, you will be there with me. When I see my highlighter, I will remember that you are always with me. I know that I can talk with you anytime, day or night, and for that, I am so thankful. I pray all this in your name. Amen. Okay, you can go with your shepherd. Go ahead. You want to go? Please be seated. Our gospel reading this morning comes from John chapter 6, verses 56 through 69. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them, just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples were grumbling about this. Jesus said to them, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him,
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God. It all started with cinnamon rolls. I remember it was a hot, sticky, humid August day as Zach, Georgia, and I rolled into the driveway of Dave and Vicki Wallace's country house off of Highway 59 in South Nacogdoches. We were beyond exhausted after our two-day journey from Lexington, Kentucky, with a loaded-down car, our stuff packed tight to the ceiling, a U-Haul trailer, and two hyper-Italian greyhound dogs. The veterinarian back in Kentucky had given us a prescription medicine for our dogs to help with their anxiety in the car. Now, it worked for one dog fairly well, but the other dog, the one who really needed the medicine, was resilient, unfazed, and alert and anxious as ever. She had whined and shrieked almost the whole way. So when our family tumbled out of the car in Dave and Vicky's driveway, it was freedom. We had arrived. And it's a bit of a blur, but I do remember your faces. I remember Chris and Terry Klein were there, and they had even brought their lovely daughter Ellen and her adorable children. And Gary and Sue Atkins were there, and Dave and Vicky. And Vicky held Georgia while the move-in began, and she said to me, "I just love your baby." And furniture and odds and ends started getting moved from the car and into the house. We were hugged and welcomed by all, and then Zach, Georgia, Doggies, and I just collapsed for the night. We woke up the next morning, walked into the kitchen, and enjoyed the wonderful breakfast items you brought to us. We brewed a pot of fresh coffee, enjoyed fruit and yogurt and probably a breakfast burrito, and then we discovered those cinnamon rolls that Marilyn Smithart is famous for. They're in these round tins and covered with the most perfect sugary icing. We took a bite, and then lots of bites of those amazing pastries, and we tasted blessings. That was just the beginning of one blessing after another that my family and I witnessed at Westminster Presbyterian Church. I remember a welcome breakfast at the beginning of the school year for Nacogdoches teachers. You invited these educators into our church and gave them coffee and fruit and breakfast casseroles to remind them that they are appreciated and doing meaningful work in our community. And not too long after school started, a hurricane hit. You immediately went into action to help our neighbors in Houston and surrounding areas to recover. You hosted an afternoon concert with a love offering raised to assist Red Cross relief efforts. Those of you in our youth group went to work as well, shopping at Kroger for items to go in cleanup buckets. And then together you packed all those buckets on a Sunday evening. And then there was Halloween. As you do every year, you hosted a carnival so that kids and families in the neighborhood would have a safe place to celebrate. The youth threw themselves, sometimes literally, into leading this event, and there was so much joy and excitement as they prepared Westminster Hall for our guests and as the families started pouring in for an evening of fun. The festivities continued at the Atkins Farm with good food and a spooky hayride and the opportunity to sit and chat with church friends. The blessing of fellowship. Then you were willing to try this crazy and slightly suspicious sounding event called Theology on Tap. You met in local restaurants, you met in people's homes, you read, you talked, you laughed, you questioned, and you knew it was okay to do that in the life of faith. You got to know your fellow church members better and made friends with people outside of our church in the greater community. And you found a place to be among friends every Tuesday evening, every first Tuesday evening of the month. Then we entered the Advent and Christmas seasons. You invited guests into our sanctuary and fellowship hall for midday Noels, a beautiful musical gift to the community. Bits of the story of how the Word became flesh were read, and glorious music from harps, from the organ, from violins filled the air. There was a world market in our fellowship hall during Advent as well. You set up tables and display units and covered them with treasures made by artisans from around the world. You brought your own handmade treasures, too. For 2 days, crowds of people swarmed through Westminster Hall to shop, and they went away happy, bags full of Christmas gifts for their loved ones. And the happiness does not end there. The proceeds from the sale went right back to mission, to the good work of the 10,000 Villages organization that supports fair trade practices in developing countries, and to the good work of mission through Westminster Presbyterian right here. And then we walk together toward Christmas through the magical land of Narnia. In worship, in Sunday school classes, and in devotional times, we talked about a snowy wonderland and a lion and 4 children called out to do great things. We sampled Turkish delight and went through the wardrobe door, excellently handcrafted by our pastor Steve. And we learned more about God and ourselves and the adventure of faith. Later, in the midst of winter, you came together again in mission to celebrate the Super Bowl, and that's super spelled S-O-U-P-E-R. The youth performed a clever skit to bring awareness to the cause, and your donations poured in. You helped the youth group raise $2,054. And on top of that, you also brought in 35 canned goods. And all of that was given to Nacogdoches Hope so that they continue their ministry to those in need in this town. And the youth celebrated that night by watching that other Super Bowl on TV. And they dined together on soup, of course. Then we entered the season of Lent. You showed up early on Ash Wednesday morning to get drive-through ashes, and you wore the smudgy black sign of the cross on your forehead that day. And then we walked together through that season with daily devotional reflections, not only from Steve and me, but more importantly, from you. Together, we pondered what Jesus meant when he said things like, "I am the good shepherd," and "I'm the light of the world," and we heard from so many different voices in this congregation and in the greater community. Different ages, different genders, different ethnicities, different lives, but all God's beloved children, all sharing in the life of the church. And then this past Friday, just a few days ago, you buzzed around like busy bees in a lively hive in Westminster Hall. You were part of a giant assembly line for meal bags for the SFA marching band. You filled those bags with sandwiches and fruit and Sun Chips and Doritos and cookies and these little notes of encouragement and welcome for the band members. Your goal was to make 400 meal bags for 400 students in the marching band, and you made 412, right? 412, of course you did. You always go above and beyond in mission and ministry. The thing is that all of these little stories are only highlights from an amazing year of ministry together. Just highlights, because there are so many blessings that arose from this congregation, I could not contain them in one sermon. And there are so many blessings because you're always doing these things. It's simply a part of who you are as Westminster Presbyterian Church. And it's part of who you are because you are chosen, God's chosen and loved people. Our Adam Vega even made a piece of art with these words on it during worship several weeks ago. Chosen and loved. You're just living out your chosenness. Being chosen is what our scripture passages are all about this morning. Jesus' 12 disciples were chosen. He had called to them to follow him. One sentence after our gospel reading for the day, which you just heard, Jesus actually asks, "Did I not choose you, the 12? As God's word made flesh, Jesus chose them to go on his mission of sharing God's love with the world. And in our Old Testament reading, Joshua addresses God's chosen ones, the people of Israel. The people recall all the ways that God has cared for them, bringing them out of the bondage of slavery and through the wilderness. God persisted in love for them in the midst of pain and struggle because they were God's chosen. Now, the flip side of being chosen, though, is realizing that you also have the ability to make choices of your own. The ability to choose. The Israelites were already God's chosen people, but Joshua also charged them Choose this day whom you will serve. You're free to choose any of the gods you might have worshipped in the past, any of the popular gods of the land where you're living now. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord God. And the people enthusiastically responded, "We will too. We choose God. We will serve the Lord." The disciples were God's chosen people as well, and specifically chosen by Jesus to join him in ministry. But they also had a choice. Jesus had been saying some strange sounding, even disturbing things about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, and lots of his followers started turning away. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you want to leave too?" And Simon Peter replied, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life." Those 12 who had been called and chosen by God chose to keep following Jesus, to keep walking this wild adventure of faith in Jesus Christ. And so it is with you, sisters and brothers of Westminster Presbyterian Church. So it is with all of us. You are chosen, God's beloved people. And I've seen you living out your chosenness, being a blessing to me and my family and to all sorts of people in and around Nacogdoches. In fact, you have a strong history of choosing to be a blessing, not just in the past year that we've gotten to spend together, but 125 years of blessing. So the question that follows is, what are you, as God's chosen and loved people, going to choose to do next? It's yours to choose, but as your associate pastor, my hope is that it will include warm cinnamon rolls and will include welcoming strangers the way you did us, all kinds of strangers with varying incomes and social standing and gender identities and sizes of families, including singles and couples and extended families, and that you will do that with outrageously open and welcoming arms. And that you will choose to keep your hands busy, sharing tangible love in the form of mops and trash bags and canned goods for people in crisis, and so crucially to the least of those in our midst. And that you will continue gathering in loving circles of friendship with voices of truth, imagining what it's like to be a disciple in 2018 in this town we live in. And that you will still be blessed with mysterious, holy moments when you step into Narnia, into our own sanctuary, into the blessed words of Scripture, into heartfelt devotions of loved ones here. And that you will heed the response of the disciples who want to live the wild, unbounded, adventurous life of faith with the living Christ at your center. And just like Jesus, that you will run to those in fear and crisis and transition and will huddle together with comfort and support and care for others and for yourselves, and that you will be fearless and courageous and strong in word and in action, for you are chosen, you are loved, you are overflowing with gifts. Choose this day to follow Jesus in the surprising, adventurous, learning-filled faith that is always moving forward. Know that you will always be in my heart for the goodness of the time we have shared, and my prayers of blessing will always be for you, and my hope overflows for the faithful and generous future which stretches before you. Amen. And now let us stand and confess our faith together using the Apostles' Creed as found in our bulletins. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. I don't know if I mentioned during the announcements, but following worship, we're having a reception for
the Marshalls in Westminster Hall, so hope to see you there. Will you please join me in prayer? Oh Lord, we give you thanks that you are always ready to hear our prayers. And on this Lord's Day, we pray you will deepen our understanding of what it means to confess Jesus Christ as Lord, giving thanks that you have called us, you have chosen us to be into your service, and what greater privilege than we have. And we pray that through love, we may visit the dark corners of this city and the world and bring your light, as the children were challenged this morning. We pray that we who proclaim Jesus Christ will walk and work for the goals of your kingdom, focusing our energies on how we share your love with all the people. Thank you for calling us into mission. Keep us aware of what we can do to honor Christ, whether it be feeding 412 band students, mentoring children, working with Christian Women's Job Corps, Love in the Name of Christ, collecting food for Project Hope, sharing the good news of love with someone walking in darkness. Whatever you call us to do, give us the faith to accomplish your purpose. We pray for all the students in our community, from those entering preschool to graduate students at the university. Make this a good year of learning and building character. And we pray for teachers that, empowered by your Spirit, they will have a great year of challenging minds and caring and supporting their students. We pray for Jennifer and her family as they endure the difficulties of moving to a new community, and that you will bless Jennifer in her new ministry. And we give thanks for all the good work she did here in this community. Today, we pray especially for Frank Brister, Iva Morris, that you will comfort her in her sorrow, for Robert Monroe and Daryl Johnson. And in a moment of silence, we ask you to hear our prayers for others. And as our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And now, friends, let us go forth with the confidence of chosen and beloved children of God, knowing that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is with us now and always. Amen.
Yeah.